The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Everybody loves somebody.
Sometimes. Yes, sir. No, I didn't miss it. I hit my head. I feel pretty good tonight. And I should, because today I was named Playmate of the Month by the Los Angeles Police Department. And another thing, another nice thing happened to me today. NBC hung a star on my dressing room door. Mickey Rooney.
Today is Dean Martin's birthday. Over on our Facebook page, which you can find the link to on our website homepage, we'll be celebrating Dean's birthday by sharing some memories of Dean. Dean Martin is also responsible for my all-time favorite quote. Said this during a 1983 interview in London. You gotta have fun. If you're not having fun, you might as well lay down, let him throw dirt on you. God wants us to have fun. In fact, fun, joy, laughter are blessings from God. I believe God himself would like to have some fun. If you don't believe me, then explain to me the giraffe, kangaroo, and armadillo, for starters. Jesus himself wanted people to have fun and enjoy life. Let's go to John chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. On the third day, there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Now, both Jesus and his disciples were invited to the wedding, and when they ran out of wine, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." Jesus said to her, "Woman, what does your concern have to do with me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Whatever he says to you, do it." Now there were set there 6 water pots of stone, according to the manner of purification of the Jews, containing 20 or 30 gallons apiece. Jesus said to them, "Fill the water pots with water." And they filled them up to the brim. And he said to them, "Draw some out now and take it to the master of the feast." And they took it. When the master of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine and did not know where it came from, but the servants who had drawn the water knew, the master of the feast called the bridegroom, and he said to him, "Every man at the beginning sets out the good wine, and when the guests have well drunk, then the inferior. You have kept the good wine until now." What the master of the banquet meant was that you start off with a little of the good stuff, then you bring out the cheap wine once people have had too much to drink to really care what they're drinking anymore. Jesus cut out the cheap stuff and came up with first-class award-winning wine. Jesus in the Beatitudes, which we read in the 6th chapter of Luke, encourages us to work through the bad times because we are to be happy. Here's what he teaches. This is from Luke chapter 6, verse 21. "Blessed are you who weep now, for you shall laugh." Being happy is one of the major lessons we gain from the book of Proverbs. There's this in Proverbs chapter 17, verse 22. "A merry heart does good like medicine, but a broken spirit dries the bones." As well as these words in Proverbs chapter 15, verse 13. "A merry heart makes a cheerful countenance, but by sorrow of the heart the spirit is broken." Solomon, who was considered the wisest ever king of Israel, called on his people to be happy and have fun, realizing that the experience is a great gift from God. Solomon declares this truth in Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 15. "So I commended enjoyment, because a man has nothing better under the sun than to eat, drink, and be merry, for this will remain with him in his labor all the days of his life, which God gives him under the sun." Since happiness and fun are good for us, James in James chapter 1, verse 17 confirms who is the true source. Reading here, "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning." It's Jesus in John chapter 10, verse 10, who confirms that all these gifts are indeed from God in heaven. "The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly." God wants us to be happy every day. These instructions are given to us in Psalm chapter 118, verse 24. "This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." The fun God wants us to have, by the way, isn't limited to adults. Happiness for children, equally important to him. This wish is expressed in Zechariah chapter 8, verse 5. The streets of the city shall be full of boys and girls playing in its streets. Now, it's important to establish that the fun God wants us to have in each one of our days, that's not permission to be reckless. Nor are we to hurt others, stealing, that's still a sin, property damage, mocking others, lying to others, as we maybe try to mask that sin as being, oh, we're just joking around. Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31, gives this instruction to us. Therefore, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. We also receive this guidance in Colossians chapter 3, verse 17. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Fun and happiness comes to us from God and can only be experienced in the totally righteous way he wants when we turn to God. Let's go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. And as we devote ourselves to that, we do it with the knowledge that the fun and happiness that comes from God is an eternal blessing placed before us by Jesus in Revelation chapter 21, verse 4. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away.